The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Hope that you're having a great Tuesday. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Chase, remind me, still to come, we got to give away a Lou Malnati's gift card for Hoodwinked. We were busy in our 7 o'clock hour. If you missed it, go back in the archives of the ESPN Chicago app. Hit Cap and J-Hood, and bam, you're right there to catch all 3 hours and more of our program. So, Cap, here we are. We're a few days away now. We got to wait till Monday night to see the Bears and the Patriots. We just heard from Albert Breer in our last hour talking about how coaches and quarterbacks have to be able to meet in the middle. Bailey Zappe, at this point in time, Cap, can you imagine Bailey Zappe is 2-0 as a starter, and just over 11 quarters, he's 51 for 70, good for 596 yards with four touchdowns and one interception. It's Bailey Zappe, a guy that's like was torn up in college where he played. But you don't know. I mean, I didn't expect that for the Patriots, but it's happening.
You want to explain to me how we in this town can trade a number one pick, get Rick Meyer, fail. We do whatever it takes, Mitchell Trubisky, fail. Rex Grossman, fail. Jay Cutler, fail. Just keep going through the list of moribund quarterbacks and we're your town. And then you've got a guy who's 70 years of age, was a D coordinator. He and his staff turned the 199th pick into the GOAT, Tom Brady. Okay, that's a one-off. Not so quick. All right, we'll take the fifth best quarterback in the draft 2 years ago. That was Mac Jones, and we'll make him look pretty competent.
Mm-hmm.
Mac sprained his ankle, coach. High ankle sprain. He's out. Get the Zappe kid up because Hoyer's hurt. The third guy,
yes.
Zappe. Threw for 305 the other day, or 310.
If he's on the Bears, we're shaking in our boots like, oh, God, you got a practice squad kid or just some kid
right
off the scrap heap.
Right. If Bailey Zappe was here, oh, my goodness. So what is it? We have had executives from the Saints, Pace, that failed. We have a guy from the Chiefs, Nagy, failed.
Mm-hmm.
Proven head coach, Fox, fail. Lovie Smith, fail. We brought in Mike Martz, Mike Tice, Ron Turner, John Shoup, Mark Trestman, quarterback. Every single one.
Pep Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Bates.
Helfrich.
Yeah, whoever it is.
It's like
Tom Herman from Texas.
Yes.
Every quarterback. We had more quarterback coaches than we had players last year. Dave Ragone.
Yes.
Nagy. Just keep going. Oh, we're going to bring in Doug Peterson for camp for a few days. And we can't figure any of it out.
Yes.
And then I watched Andy Dalton the other day, and I'm not pining to get him back, but I'm just telling you, Andy Dalton, what'd they put up? 20-some points?
Mm-hmm.
They looked reasonably competent.
Yeah.
Well, he's got Sean's retired. He's got Dennis Allen, another defensive coach. So my question is, what is in the water in these other places? What are they doing that whoever they put in there, they look reasonably decent?
Yes.
And in this moribund franchise, it doesn't matter who they go get, they don't play well.
Shane Norling, in a city that has made cars for a long time, what I will tell you from Detroit, where he's from, I'll make the parallel of having a classic car. And I know you got a lot of those classic cars that's in the garage that just won't run, but they're just sitting in the driveway taking up space. And the Bears are like a classic car that the body looks good, but you have all the mechanics in the neighborhood, people from GM, people from Ford coming out, and they still can't get that car to run. That's the offense, is it not? For the Bears? I mean, just trying to get some kind of offense, trying to get that car to run for a year, and it can't. It's just sitting there in the driveway. That's the Bears' offense. That's what it is.
The prettiest Pontiac GTO you'll ever see. Pristine paint job, yeah. Shiny, metallic, and every time you turn that key, clunk, 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 clunk.
And you got all the experts around and trying to get it to turn and trying to get it turned over. It just won't. It just won't run. And that's the Bears' offense. Meanwhile, your neighbor's got a Zappy down the way. It's like, how'd you get that car to run? That little thing you done.
I went over to CarMax and it was on sale and I bought it.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, bottom shelf got Bailey Zappy and it's like, yep, he's great.
Where are you guys going with all the luggage? We're driving to Florida on vacation. In that jalopy? Yep. And it runs like a top. I don't get it.
Because you know why? Because this organization, this franchise is cursed with good defense and run the football. That's all we'll ever be. Meanwhile, Bailey Zappi's getting the job done. What?
That's my point.
I can stand here and be like, and you know, Shay's a Patriots fan. He can make the case right now, and we couldn't say anything, Cap. Bailey Zappi has got a better future than Justin Fields. He could say that as a Patriots fan. And you know what? Could be right.
I don't get it. From Western Kentucky University.
He broke records at Western Kentucky. Hilltopper Nation, Cap.
Yeah, he was great.
I get it, but he's Bailey Zappi. Bailey Michael Zappi.
Think about it.
And now Mac Jones is at odds with the organization because Belichick may stick with Bailey Zappi. Why wouldn't you?
He's trying to win, man. He's trying to win. I get it.
Hey, Mac. Sorry, kid. We're playing good football.
Okay. Well, I mean, so compare that to the Bears right now. Cap, they're averaging 15.5 points and 293 yards per game, both ranked 29th in the NFL entering Sunday. An offense that doesn't get off to a start like that, they only do one thing wrong, is that usually they get off to really slow starts. 15.5 points a game, 293.7 yards a game. The Bears haven't topped 200 net passing yards and have been held below 160 net passing yards five times. Fields has been sacked 23 times. And has a 72 passer rating. That's 31st in the league. That's where we are right now through six games. Their leading receiver is Mooney, 244 yards, ranked 48th in the NFL.
Right.
On a good team, someone's got to play special teams.
That's what Mongo said.
So, I mean, what happens
a week from today, what happens on this show if we wake up and Justin Fields gets outplayed by Bailey Zappi?
It doesn't matter, Shay. He's got a good offensive line. They prioritize putting money into the offensive and defensive lines. They run the ball effectively. No, it won't matter. If first of all, Pace drafts Mitch.
Yeah.
Thinking I could turn him into the next Drew Brees. That was what he told people. Mitch had very little experience. We know how that worked out. Belichick goes and gets guys who have a lot of experience but might not be the shiny object. They're not the fastest, the highest jump, the strongest arm, the biggest guy. Bailey Zappi had one scholarship offer, Houston Baptist. Houston Baptist.
Man.
He transferred to Western Kentucky following the former Houston Baptist offensive coordinator. His top wide receiver also transferred with him. He was named the Hilltopper starting quarterback going into the 2021 season. Game one, he threw for 424 and 7 touchdowns.
And someone will stop you and say, but look at the competition. I don't care.
During the 2021 regular season, Bailey Michael Zappi led FBS, small schools, passing for 5,545 yards and throwing for 56 touchdowns. Okay.
That's the third stringer for the Patriots.
And all of a sudden, they just keep winning with him.
Mm-hmm. Bottom shelf.
Bottom shelf.
But see, tell me this, Shay. Is that not Belichick?
Yeah, I mean, that's Belichick.
Because he's always never really, when it comes to the draft, he's never been able to draft great.
Well, you want a great example, Hoodie? Patriots pass defense this year has been incredible. They lost J.C. Jackson. He went to the Chargers.
He got benched at halftime last night.
He got benched last night. He ranks as one of the bottom three corners in the league. That's classic Belichick right there. You lose your best secondary player, and then he goes to the next team, gets benched at halftime of game six. Meanwhile, your pass defense is just as good.
Yeah, not only that, Jack Jones was a fourth-round pick, and they basically replaced J.C. Jackson with him.
Yeah, and you know that night of the draft, what would that be, day three?
Mm-hmm.
Belichick said, Coach, that Zappy kid's still on the board.
Go ahead and get him.
All right, take him. Fourth round. Might have to pay a little extra in the bonus, but we've got it. Pay it. Do it.
I see the tape. Yeah, draft him.
Excuse me?
I can work with that.
The dog in the room with me says draft him.
He had his dog with him at the
that husky that sitting on the chair.
It's so great. I have a husky. They're the best.
Going over film, man.
Are you saying get Zappy?
Roof, roof.
The kid wants Zappy.
Bengals just walked by.
Oh, Cincinnati Bengals hats.
There we go. We're getting really them awesome. All.
Halfway
getting
to them all. A bingo.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, we only tell you about Zappy and Fields only in this regard because it stems from what Albert Breer just told us about how head coaches and quarterbacks have to meet halfway. Cap and I can remember a time in which you could throw for a million yards, but you get to the NFL system. No, son, you're going to do what we want. We want you to check it down for 5 yards. You're going to run
the football. And you're going to stay in the pocket.
And Timmy Chang's like, wait a minute. I threw for a million yards at Hawaii. What's the kid's name from Hawaii?
Timmy Chang.
Timmy Chang. I threw for a million yards at Hawaii. Nope. You're going to check it down. Excuse me?
We don't throw that side arm.
Right. That's why you're getting more college offense in the NFL. Would you agree with that, Shay? That's what you're getting. More free flowing. You're seeing free flowing.
The spread
offense
is starting to show up, man. KC brought the spread out a few years ago when they had Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and all these really fast vertical options. We're seeing a lot more of the spread.
Do you know where Timmy Chang is now?
He's coaching now.
Timmy Chang is the head coach at Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah, he's coaching.
The head coach.
You know what?
41 years of age.
You know why I know?
Because you stay up late and bet on this Hawaii game.
Because I'm chasing.
That's the best feeling.
I'm chasing at midnight. That's why I know Timmy Chang's there with his lay on.
Yeah. Timmy
That's why I know.
Chang.
So, hey, you know what's tonight, Cap? You know what's tonight? The league is back.
Oh, the NBA. The association.
The league. Oh!
I think we got Philly at Boston tonight.
Oh!
Bulls tomorrow at Miami. By the way, Timmy Chang, his 3 years at St. Louis High School in Honolulu.
The league.
I think Oakland might have gone there.
The league.
Chang, 464 completed for 8,001 yards and 113 touchdowns.
Nope. Check it down.
Started 50 of 53 career college games at quarterback. Completed 57% of his passes. Forget this. 17,072 yards and 117 touchdowns, both NCAA records at the time.
All right. Now relate that to today. Tie it to today.
There's no chance anyone was giving him a chance coming out. He bounced around. He was on practice squads with three NFL teams. You're out. Today, they'd figure out a way.
You'd be an all-pro today. That's the difference. His day, you're not going to throw for a million yards here. You're going to check it down. Today, oh, man, look how prolific this guy is. The offense is wide open. Oh, man. There's your difference.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks were ruined by offensive coordinators and head coaches saying, we run the football here, son.
What did Bill Polian say? And I'm not denigrating his Hall of Fame credentials. He had a great run. Lamar Jackson is a running back. You can't win with him at quarterback. He's been the MVP.
There is no clear betting favorite as the NBA season begins. We will break that down. Stacey King at 9:35 on Cap and Jay Hood. Stand by.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
The league is back. The association. Ah, Cap, you know, it's Kwanzaa come early for me. October 18th, The NBA is back. That means the Bulls are back. We'll talk to Stacey King, our friend, coming up at 9:35, the color analyst for the Chicago Bulls. Bulls will be taking on Miami for the first game of the regular season. But tonight, Cap, is the opener. We get Philly, Boston. We get Lakers, Golden State. The nightcap, maybe not as strong as I thought it would be. Come again. That's supposed to be a good game, Lakers and Golden State. But
Lake show doesn't look too good.
Not so much. But, Cap, have you put any bets down yet?
The only thing I have is a multi-sport championship parlay. I always bet a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll pick a winner in baseball, pro football, college football, NBA, and NHL.
And your NBA champion is?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
I believe the Bucks will win the championship as well. They are like Noah's Ark. They have two of everything.
Yes, and they just have to get Chris Middleton healthy from the knee that ailed him in the Bulls series.
Yeah, pretty much. I like what they have here. So, but, Shay, I know that you have some win totals. I have some win totals as well. Maybe we could help some of the people. I can't wait for the season to start because just kind of like the NFL, I don't know if it's a fait accompli that there is one discernible champion for this upcoming season. It could. I like Milwaukee, but it could be others. So let's take a look at the win totals. Shay, what do you have in front of you?
Well, the first one I'm looking at, and we'll get to the Bulls, but the first one that I'm looking at is what I deem to be the most interesting. The Brooklyn Nets at 51.5.
Okay, so it's something I probably would not bet, Cap, because I don't know if Kyrie is available or if he's going to make himself available for the majority of the season. He's missed so much time. Then Ben Simmons, the Rubik's Cube that is Ben Simmons.
Boy.
Is he going to play? Is he going to shoot the basketball?
It sounds like he's in a good headspace. That's what I just read. So
every
we'll
year with this guy, though, it's the summer gym, the gym shooting videos, and then it's the he's feeling better than ever. He's in the best physical shape. Comes out, he's the same player. I actually would lean towards the under because I don't think you get 65 games out of Kyrie and Kevin Durant, and I just don't buy that Ben Simmons is magically going to be a new player.
I don't know the answer to that. That's why I'm laying off of that. I believe in Kevin Durant. I can't say I believe in the other two.
It's just such a flake show, I guess is the best way to put it.
No, what you're going to say.
You never know as a coach. Coach, where's so-and-so? I don't know. Do you guys know? Nope, he isn't answering our texts. I mean,
it's a bad job.
What's the coach that way?
It's a bad job by the player, but also a bad job by Sean Marks and Steve Nash. Put your foot down, for God's sakes.
Didn't they try to get Steve Nash fired,
they didn't
too?
They did, but they did not give him an extension. They did put their foot down. What are they supposed to do?
I just don't want that on my team. Sorry. I'm not making the deal for Ben Simmons. You know what I do? I would look up from afar and say, boy, the kid is straightening his life out good. He's not my problem.
Except Harden didn't want to be there, and you had to get him off the dime.
That's just a shame.
It's just a bad setup.
All right, what else do you have for win total? I'm going under there as well.
How about Lakers at 43.5? Now, keep in mind, this is a team that won 33 games last year, did next to nothing in the offseason, unless you view acquiring Patrick Beverley as a, like, landscape-shifting move. How do you ever get to over 43.5 for this Lakers team?
It sounds like the under to me, only because, look, here's the thing. LeBron's been missing time, too. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, he's busy with Lilly doing iPhone commercials for Verizon.
I think last 2 or 3 years, you can look it up, I think he's missed in excess of 25 to 30 games. Injury or taking time off. You can never depend on Chicago's own Anthony Davis. I mean, Cap has got his book, by the way, coming up soon about the top 50 high school players out of Chicago. Anthony Davis never made the cut. Nonetheless,
excuse me? I have a book coming?
Yeah, it's about Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis never made it.
You mean street clothes?
Yeah, pretty much.
They like to call him because he's always in street clothes.
His sequel is 100 top Chicago players. He didn't make the 100 either.
Wow.
So it's Cap's book, not mine. I would say that you only have these two because I'll ask you this. How about this, Shay? After LeBron and AD, who's the third guy you could depend on a regular basis?
Got that dial tone ready? I don't know if there is one.
Because that's not Russell Westbrook. Don't be surprised if they trade him by the deadline, by the way.
Is AD even a guy you can depend on a regular basis?
He cannot because of injuries. He's street clothes.
He's street clothes. He's never available.
All right, give us another one.
How about the Clippers? 52.5. Now, I know a lot of people are high because Paul George is coming back. Kawhi Leonard's coming back. Mm-hmm. Feels like they're going to play a lot. Do you really think those two are going to play enough games to get them to 53 wins?
Haven't you missed Kawhi Leonard? Like, it's almost like you forgot that he was around in the league. Kawhi Leonard has missed the entire season with an ACL injury. And so it's Kawhi and it's Paul George. So, I mean, that's the hot pick. People think he'll have over 50 wins. We will see.
Can they stay healthy?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's the question. Can they stay healthy?
If they were healthy, look out. Now, they added John Wall to the team as well. And then you got Marcus Morris, who's a good player. So I would say that I would lean a little bit to the over. I just don't know what their playoff aspirations are, how long they're going to be in the mix. But that's the hot play. People are thinking that they're going to stay healthy. I like Kawhi, but I hadn't seen him in a while.
Correct.
So we'll see.
And he started the whole load management thing, him and D. Rose.
Yes. I got one for you, Cap, that you could play as a single bet. I saw the Raptors are 45.5. I like the over there. Toronto's going to be really good this year.
I love their coach. Mm-hmm. Nick Nurse, that guy can coach.
I think they'll be better this year. And I would say look at the Toronto to, will they win the division? I don't know about that. But I think that they'll be better than 45.5 wins. And also, I will give you another one. Michael Jordan, Charlotte Hornets. Take the under there.
Well, now LaMelo Ball is out at the start here.
Mm-hmm.
And who did I hear was the other one that's out? Oh, the Book Knight got a DUI, but he had multiple issues going on. So he may be out.
Charlotte's 33.5. Take the under there. That's good money.
Right? All right.
Yeah, so that's another one, too.
Charlotte and Toronto.
Yes.
Go under Charlotte, over Toronto.
That's already put in, by the way. Those two bets. But what about the Bull? What about the Bull?
The Bull is 43.5?
41.5.
Whoa.
In some spots, yeah.
Come down. Yep. It was a Blonzo.
Every book I've looked at today had 41.5.
I would probably go over, but I'm not putting my money on it. No.
Slightly the over?
Slight lean. Like 43, 44.
That would put them in the play-in, possibly?
Probably.
Seven or eight?
Something like that.
That good enough for a Bulls fan? I don't think so. But it's a talented East, though. That's the problem.
The East is loaded.
Okay, so if you're putting your bet out on the Bulls, you like the slightly over 41.5 wins.
Correct.
Okay. Have you put that put that down? You got the Bears already locked in at six wins.
I have the Bear play. That was,
right. So
to me, that was a layup.
Is that going to the Bears are going to cash, right? The six?
Under 6.5.
Yeah,
I think they will.
Okay. And what about the Bull? If I said over under 41, you like slightly the over and a talented East. That's a tough one.
Bulls over 41.5.
Yes. What do you think?
It was at 43.5, and I would have just stayed away.
Mm-hmm. You still like the over just slightly, though. Like
41.5, slightly going over.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be – the storylines are going to be interesting this year, including how Golden State works, with the fight that happened with Draymond Green.
He apologized now.
Yeah. We'll see how that works. Poole gets the money and Draymond does not. How's that work?
I still think Draymond has good basketball left. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And
bring him to Chicago, baby.
And by the way, I've got my guy Embiid locked in for MVP.
If we get Draymond here in a deal.
Sure.
Danny will have him doing a show on our station. I want it to be with us.
Not over Colin Cowherd's dead body. you can't take my guy. I mean, that would be a problem there. But Joel Embiid, MVP, you lock that in too. Write that down. Put that marker on your paper.
Embiid, Joel.
Yes, put that down. He will be the MVP this year. Speaking of the NBA, speaking of the Bulls, man, Stacey King's going to be with us, a three-time NBA champion. He'll break it down. The Bulls will be playing tomorrow against Miami. What can we expect from the Bulls this year? Find out next. Danny will put money in your pocket in one moment right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap J. Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J. Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, the same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find Fast Break, the NBA podcast with Chris Black and yours truly. Need Bulls? Need more NBA? Check out Fast Break. It's available now on the ESPN Chicago app. We're going to talk to Stacey King in just a moment, the three-time NBA champion, color analyst for the Bulls. And Cap, when it comes to this season, again, everything to me was tied to Lonzo Ball and his health. And so Lonzo is not going to be available, but the Bulls have to be able to, you know, keep things going with Dosunmu, Caruso, Dragic, just a piecemeal that point guard spot together.
Look, I believe, and I asked Zach LaVine about this on Media Day, I believe they're a better team and he's a better player when he's not ball dominant as a facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great catch and shoot, three-point threat. He's great when you hit him on the move and let him attack the rim, give him the ball on the wing and let him put it on the deck and take a player to the rim. When he has to facilitate, it takes him out of all those things he's so good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it affects him defensively.
Yeah.
So we'll see how Billy chooses to use him with Lonzo Ball on the shelf. This is a huge opportunity for Ayo Dosunmu because as a second-round pick, he's eligible for a contract extension after this season. If he has a monster year, and I heard he worked like a dog all summer, he was in that Advocate Center every day, getting stronger, working on his shot. If he can put together an improved season, because he was solid for a rookie,
mm-hmm.
he's going to make a lot of money, and he's going to be here a long time.
You know, I'm wondering, is there another gear in the play of Zach LaVine? I'm wondering about that because Zach LaVine secures the bag. He's got a contract now. And so I'm wondering, between him and DeRozan, can they take the Bulls to another level? Let's go back to last year. Last year, when LaVine was in and out of the lineup because of COVID or there was issues with Lonzo Ball, whatever the problem was, the Bulls still were able to persevere. First place in the East. Cap, that looked so good. You open up the standings, and the Bulls are right there and they're on the West Coast trip and beating a lot of good teams. All right, some of those teams didn't have some of their star. It doesn't matter. The Bulls were playing good basketball. But Billy Donovan, even him, say, yeah, we're playing good basketball now, but, you know, Jokic is out or Kawhi's out here. And he said, we're good, but we could play a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with this team is, can they play better defensively? Can they score the ball? Absolutely. Can they play better defensively? Because against the upper echelon teams, that was a major problem against the other stars, especially in the East.
So I feel like Zach is underrated as an on-ball defender. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and watched a bunch this summer of stuff I had saved, Bulls games.
Yeah.
As an on-ball defender, I'm talking about man-on-man. Zach gives you effort. Zach gets down in good defensive position. He has struggles in ball rotation, playing off the ball. He's got to be better at reading, and I don't mean a book.
Right.
I mean reading a play and understanding angles and spacing, and Billy's been working with him. But as an on-ball defender, I got no issues with Zach LaVine.
The league starts tonight with the Lakers and Golden State and Philadelphia and Boston, but the Bulls will play tomorrow against the Miami Heat. We turn to a three-time NBA champion. Color analyst for the Chicago Bulls is Stacey King with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Stacey.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Stace?
The league.
We're
here, man. The league is here, man. We're just chopping up, talking about the Bulls, and we just want to get your thoughts. I mean, you saw some of the preseason. You've been around the practices. What are your thoughts in this season?
I'm excited. You know, of course, you know, missing Lonzo Ball is not a good thing early going, but I think picking up Goran Dragic is really going to solidify the backcourt. You got Ayo's going to start. Ayo's looked really, really good throughout the summer, preseason, put on a lot of muscle. So I'm anxious to see how he goes when the games really start. And, you know, it's a tough schedule. You know, the first four out of five games are against, like, playoff-caliber teams, so we'll get a chance early to see how this team does.
So as you look at Zach, I was just telling this to Hoodie, I like him better as a non-ball dominant facilitator. I like him on the wing, catch and shoot three, put it on the deck, hit him on the move, let him take a player one-on-one to the rim. What do you think of that?
Well, I agree with you. I've always said that about Zach. I think, you know, kind of like a more athletic Klay Thompson. You know, you run him off catch and shoots because he's a great catch and shoot shooter. And then the ability, the difference between him and Klay is that if you close out on him, he has the ability to go by you, get to the rim, and finish strong. So I like that element of Zach because he is one of the better catch and shoot guys in the game. You don't really get a chance, Cap, to see that much of that type of play from him. But I think you hit the nail on the head with him. I think if he was to play that way and they get him on the move a little bit more, you get to see another side of his game that I don't think people are used to seeing.
Stacey, we take a look at Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. What a great 1-2 punch for this team when they're healthy, when they're together. I'm wondering, when you watch their game, is there anything else that you want to see from them? Because as you well know, closing time, you need one or both of those guys to be able to come through. Do you think there's another gear in their games?
Offensively, they're the two best, you know, at their position in the game. I mean, they're both, you know, top five scorers at their position. I think the one thing I want to see them do, if the Bulls really want to get to the next level and not just be one and done first round playoff, is that those two really have to commit on the defensive end. They really got to give you effort every night because not, you know, they're going to score 25 to 30 points. We know that. But they've got to be able to stop the other players, you know, that they're going to be guarding. You've got to be able to neutralize those guys. And I think if they can take that level of defensively and take that to heart this year, I think the Bulls are unlimited of their potential because that's what you need. You need your stars to be two-way players. And I think Zach, especially Zach, has the ability to do it with his quickness. I'd like to see Zach up there in the top and steals because he's so athletic. He's so quick. He's got a quick first step. I'd like to see him get out there and get two and a half steals a game, get out in transition and run a little bit more. You know, DeMar is a little older, you know, and he's playing small forward. So his defense is going to be a little bit different compared to Zach's because Zach's will be chasing guys around off screens and catch and shoot situations. But I'd like to see both those guys' defense take a, you know, couple notches up this year.
Okay, so tomorrow it's pregame live, and it'll be Jason and the guys, Kendall and Will, you and Adam, Bulls and Heat. What do you think of the Heat? And as you look at this entire season, when do you expect Lonzo Ball back?
Well, you know, I mean, Miami's going to be Miami. Miami's going to be a tough out because of the fact that they're a hard-nosed team. They play defense. You got Jimmy Butler, you know, Kyle Lowry. You got some really good players there. You know, they just paid Tyler Hero, you know, big money, you know. And so they're going to be a tough out. I mean, you know, Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the league, you know, and so he consistently puts a good team out there. So they'll be there somewhere in the end. I think for the Bulls to go in there and you know, just establish themselves early and let everybody know, like, this team is for real. Last year wasn't a fluke. And so it starts tomorrow night. And I think they can get the job done if they execute, cut their turnovers down. You know, you can't have 25 turnovers against Miami because you have 25 turnovers against Miami, it's going to be like a 30-point blowout. So you can't have to turn the ball over. And as far as, what to expect, you know, this season – you know, it's the East is tough, Cap. I mean, this has probably been the toughest the East has been since, you know, the 90s, you know, from top to bottom. There is no easy games. You know, even the teams that are rebuilding, Orlando, Detroit, those teams are going to be much better. And so every single night, man, it's going to be a dogfight. So, we talked about it this year. You know, guys just, you know, the Eastern Conference beating each other up. And it's going to be who's the healthiest at the end. The good thing about Lonzo Ball, though, is that he's going to come back. You know, they've addressed the issue. He's going to come back at some point. I don't know when he's going to come back because I'm not a doctor, but I know he's going to come back before the first of the year, hopefully. And that's like adding three players. That's like adding, you know, three free agents that we picked up at the trade deadline. And, you know, because of so many things that he can do. You know, he's 6'6". He was our second leading rebounder. He led the team in block shots before he went out as a point guard. And he's great at getting guys shots. And I just think when you add him back and then with the experience Io is going to have as a starter up until that point and Dragic, and then people are sleeping on Andre Drummond. Mm-hmm. That to me, that was a huge pickup. People laughed at that signing, said, oh, you know, why they pick him up, you know. I'm telling you right now, that is a huge pickup, man. Give AK, Mark Eversley, and J.J. Polk a lot of credit. That kid's 28 years old. You saw him in preseason. You know, he's athletic. He rebounds the basketball on both ends. He gives you a presence. And Vooch is going to have a huge year if what we saw in the preseason with Vooch, the post-up, because that's what I've been calling for Vooch from day one, because I believe Vooch has one of the best back-to-the-basket games in the NBA next to Jokic and Embiid. Those three guys, back-to-the-basket as centers, are unstoppable. And what we've seen out of Vooch here early going into the preseason is that he is focused on that inside game, and which opens up his outside game. He doesn't rely so much on a three-point shot, and he becomes a dominant low-post player. And that's what the Bulls need if they want to get past the first round.
You know, hey, Cap, do you know what the hotness is right now? You know what's hot?
The Stacey King Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast.
Yes.
He does with Mark Sinowski.
That's you're damn right it is. The podcast available wherever you get your podcast. This man talked to the big dog, Antoine Carr. How tough was Antoine Carr back in the day?
Wichita State.
How about that podcast, Stacey?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, hey, listen, American Bulls Nation. If you haven't checked it out, it might be the hottest podcast out there. And if you haven't listened, I was voted one of the 10 most sexiest men in Montana. I just want to keep throwing that out there. So tune into my podcast every week. This week, our special guest is Stacey Dales, the NFL Network reporter. She's a former Oklahoma Sooner. She'll be on my show this week. We always have interesting guests, man. It's a lot of fun. And Cap, you know, we're gonna try to raise enough money to get you on there. You know, you're too expensive. You know, all we can offer you right now is a free supply of Doritos for a year. That's all we can offer you.
I don't eat Doritos, but I'll come on for free. By the way, I just wanted to let you know the Texas Longhorns just scored again against
all
Oklahoma.
Right.
Hey, you know what? First of all, Cap, you know, that's uncalled for. Pull up the punches, Tyson. Okay, second of all, I didn't go to Oklahoma. I have renounced my rights at Oklahoma. I attended the University of Georgia. Go Dogs!
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah. Go Dogs!
Go Dogs!
Yes.
My guy!
Yes. I renounced my Sooner rights. I was going to Alabama today, lost. So it was Roll Tide for a little bit, and then they got rolled by Tennessee. So now I'm Go Dogs, baby.
My guy.
Georgia Bulldogs, baby.
Go get them. Have a great season, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You too.
Pull up
appreciate
the punches,
you.
Tyson.
And by the way, again, 6:30, that ball goes in the air. 6 o'clock pregame on NBC Sports Chicago, so you can get it there. And then the ball flies in the air, and I'm excited to watch that game tomorrow night.
Caller 10, regular line, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. A chance for you to win Lou Malnati's. If you want that gift card, we got it for you right here. Caller 10, 312-332-3776. Our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
This hour brought to you by Twin Peaks. Got an appetite for football? Head to your favorite Twin Peaks and catch games all weekend. Grab a 29-degree draft, beer, and enjoy 360 degrees of TVs.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. But to remind you, tonight from 6:30 to 8:30, see the Falcon, Carmen DeFalco. He'll be at the Elm, LaGrange for Whiskey U with Kentucky Owl. Again, he'll be at the Elm in LaGrange. Check out Carmen DeFalco for a great experience for Whiskey U. 6:30 to 8:30 right here with Kentucky Owl Bourbon.
He's like a professor when he goes into these things. It's not just hang out like you and I, a couple of goofs in a bar. This guy is like a professor up there.
It is the most unique experience I've ever seen in my career in sports radio.
You got it, Doc.
Never seen anything quite like it. I mean, he's there, and he's got the button-down shirt, and he's telling you about the Irish and talking about whiskey and talking about Prohibition.
They go back to 1650 when the boat came over, and they used the wood that had aged during the storm, and it brought this flavor of apple through the... You're like, what?
Dude, I was there. And I said, I don't belong here. Let me sit in the back.
Right.
Like, it's for everybody. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go. I'm saying that you should go. I just wasn't dressed for the occasion because I didn't know what to expect. Next time, I'll be dressed better.
Correct.
I mean, that was amazing. So go see our guy, Carmen DeFalco. Will and Hoffman Estates got their Lou Malnati's, by the way. We'll give away another gift card coming up on Tuesday here on Cap and Jay Hood. Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day, and it's brought to you by...
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, the great David Flom and Matt Moore. I'll be cooking there tomorrow for the Game Day Gourmet. Newski bacon, and I think we may do the burger.
All right, let's have the Cut of the Day.
Yo! Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
But I don't want somebody to, like, change the mojo, so to speak.
You mentioned this Feng Shui. What position does he play?
He's a center. He's right now in the G League.
Okay. All right, that's good. Inside layup, good. Feng Shui! Feng Shui for two. It's 84-83.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom, Matt Moore. Thank you for the cut of the day.
All right, Cap, got a show tomorrow as well.
Ready to rock and roll. Should be a good time. And tomorrow, we'll preview Bulls Heat a little bit, and Bears are probably getting back to game planning.
Come to find out that Carm's appearance at the Elm in LaGrange is tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I saw you over there giving me a look like, I'm like, he just heard something in his ear he didn't like. Tomorrow.
From 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow, see Carm at the Elm in LaGrange. We do our damnedest to try to promote everybody, and it would be great for it to be correct. Also, it would be great to have a, I don't know, promo sheet to let everyone know what everyone's doing.
Don't disagree. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Somebody's about to get yelled at. It ain't me.
We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Shane. Our thanks to Charlie on the other side of the glass. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. So long, everybody.
Take that. Up in your chin strap. Thank you.